It was a West Coast SEAL when I was an East Coast SEAL.
Oh, yeah?
But everybody knew about Barry. I transferred to the West Coast, and then that's when we became friends and interfaced. After Vietnam, I transferred West, and he was down SEAL Team 1. But he's one of the SEAL Team heroes.
Yeah.
You know, we had three Medal of Honor winners, and I know all of them. Two of them are on the board of directors with me of the Patriot Project. But Barry was... he was just special.
Yeah. You said, you made a comment a minute ago about his lifetime. He should have had
two. Yeah. He should have had two.
He was that
special. He was that good a guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't... a lot of SEALs are kind of eat up with ego.
Yeah.
Okay. Humility is a hard thing to find in a SEAL team.
Right.
But if you met Barry, he was a humble man.
Yeah.
He really was. He was just... to be... I hate to use this kind of term. You don't need to use anything. He was so deadly in the field.
Yeah.
But he was just such a humble guy. He was kind of like, I was good friends with Carlos Hathcock, White Feather, mm-hmm. the Marine sniper.
Mm-hmm.
And the more hump, like pruning roses and doing stuff. And just the most unassuming, nice guy. He should, like Barry, 2-3 lifetimes.
Yeah.
You don't want those people to go away.
Yeah.
You want to have them... you want them to live one day longer than you do, so you don't have to live without them.
The SEAL team's it's a tight-knit fraternity, right? I mean, how you know him.
Well, yeah, we got I was a SEAL.
Yeah.
And I was a command master chief. He never was. I mean, Barry didn't make master chief, but he should have. I'd have gave it to him myself, but then I wasn't the one that got the pick. I always enjoyed being around him.
So
I didn't get to spend as much time with him as I'd like to because I was very busy. I was at a different team.
Yeah. How long were you a member of the SEAL? You were one of the
30 years. I was 34 years in the Navy, 30 years a SEAL. But no, I wasn't an original. No,
oh, okay.
I can't lay claim to that. I came along. I didn't come to the SEAL team until 1968. I was a frogman. I went through frogman training in 65, 66. And then I went to underwater demolition team 21, East Coast, Little Creek, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went off to Vietnam. I went over to SEAL team in 62, went off to Vietnam, did all that. Did a bunch of other stuff. We were always, if there was something going on, I was in the drug, I was in everywhere.
Yeah.
But
what was the biggest mix you got into?
Pick one. They're all good. They're all good. I fought in six different conflicts. I made them all. Vietnam, Lebanon, the drug war in South America, Panama, Panama, Lebanon, Philippine coups, and then when I got out of the Navy, I went to work for the Alphabet Group, and you don't need to say any more than that. The Alphabet, anybody that's out there, most of the people, I'm not compromising myself, won't know who the Alphabet boys are, but a lot of people will,
mm-hmm.
of my ilk. And then I worked for them and was in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iraq. So I haven't missed anything.
What was the hottest place?
Well, I think we
paused. When everybody's armed.
Well, I never worried a lot about it.
Yeah.
I never worried about it. Every time they screwed with us, they lost.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. This government's kind of made it to where a lot of my mates have been killed.
So were you like Stonewall Jackson? You were predestined?
I was cut out for this, my friend. I miss it every day.
Where'd you grow up?
Missouri farm boy.
What part of Missouri?
Chillicothe, Livingston County.
Huh. Now, what are you doing now? You go around the country training?
I'm a weapons instructor. I did work on the Extreme SEAL Experience, but we kind of got cross swords, the owner and me. I ran their weapons program. But, you know, loyalty. When we in the SEAL team, we call it teams and shit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit, too.
Yeah.
A lot of guys like Barry, that's the team side.
Yeah.
Then there's some other people that are just... self-aggrandizement, self-serving, narcissistic.
Yeah.
We get everything in the SEAL team. We're not all good guys. All good fighters for the most part.
Mm-hmm. And tell me a little more about Barry's book. You've read it.
Yeah. Well, but Barry's book was about ops and things that they did. It wasn't a book of self-aggrandizement.
I
bullshit.
Yeah.
There's no I in team.
Yeah.
He was the kind of guy to get credit to his teammates. And in so doing that, you give credit to yourself.
Yeah.
He's the damn chief in charge, for God's sakes. So if your men are doing real good, they're writing good shit about you, too.
Yeah.
That's the way it works in military.
How old are you?
I'm 75.
Still run 3 miles?
If I had to. I try not to.
Good deal. Thank you. I appreciate it.